Cause I care. Cause I care.
Riding with his fellow Cossack at his side, and you can feel the Cossack full of pride and passion's grace. On their way to glory, trusting in their faith to lead them on to victory. And grace of God, believing freedom is a right that all men have to see. And fighting for what you believe in has to be. It's a right man have to see. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, gains those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity. Show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat. Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free. Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity.
Now, the Cossack is just a story, but his legend lives on. Of the glory, what he lived and he died for, so no more he'd be a slave to another man. And if that Cossack has to die, then let him find his glory beneath the skies, so you can hear of how and why he had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. He still lives on in the hearts of men today. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, gainst those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity.
And a Ron Cahoot classic, Fly Cossack Fly, and that was performed by Shum from Winnipeg, and that is on their second CD, It's Fun to Be Ukrainian. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host, and I am so glad to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Наталья Бучок will be along with a recipe from that wonderful 1929 cookbook, and she's going to tell you what to do with crawfish. And we've also got a vignette from Victor narrated by Sergei Kresnadi from Toronto. And this story will be about contraband music and listening to it and collecting it back in the day when it was strictly forbidden in the Soviet Union. Very interesting, so stay tuned for that. As well, we'll have a Did You Know feature from our sister station in Ottawa, courtesy Irina Bell, the host of the Ukrainian program there. All of that, plus our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And it is SoCan time again, so we are going to be doing all CanCon. Not that that's any kind of a hardship to find great Ukrainian music produced by Canadian musicians. So we're going to carry on now. Up next is Umagma, and this is a Ukrainian-Canadian duo. Shauna McLarnon, originally from from Whitehorse, Yukon, and her husband Alex Kritov from Ternopil in Ukraine. And here is Alex solo with a song called Krok.
Крок на снігу. Печать холодна, дні жнуть, світ стоїть на краю, я за одну яму в серці йду. Там, де наші заповідні сни, дивляться сни. Йду. Вічно близько та весни. Йду. І бачу, як знімається сонце, падає сонце твоїх очах. В твоїх очах. Щастя на бігу, де світ надягне свою ліпшу сукню і втіче. Там, де бачу, як знімається сонце і падає сонце в твоїх очах. Хоча
foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. little bit of a blast from the past there. That is a group that unfortunately is no longer together. They were called Taran, and the musicians are still around Winnipeg with other groups. Zarada is, I think, one that most of them have migrated to. At any rate, they left behind this wonderful CD called Moonlight, and that was a woodcutter's dance, the Arkan, from that CD, once again by Taran. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo! Welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, I'd like to share Olga's recipe for stuffed crayfish soup. Crayfish are also known as crawdaddies or crawfish. They resemble tiny lobsters, and that's no surprise as they are a related species. Like lobsters, typically only the meat found in the tail and claws is eaten, though if you've ever attended a crawdaddy boil with crawfish piled in a steaming crimson heap, you'll see plenty of people sucking the heads as flavor can collect in the fat stored there. And if you've thought of crayfish as exclusive to Louisiana, think again. It's popular in Ukraine as well. My father, growing up in the Carpathe in a little village called Mihunovets, recalls catching crayfish as a boy. And today, Ukrainians enjoy it with beer and liquor as a seasonal appetizer. So it's not surprising that Olha has a recipe for crayfish soup, but she might have been surprised to know that some people now keep crayfish as pets. But if you'd rather eat them than keep them, or if you've caught too many to keep them all, hold one back and keep listening. Scrub 30 crayfish, rinsing them several times, and drop them into boiling water. Cook for 20 minutes. They're ready when they turn that bright pepper red. Strain the broth into a separate pot, reserving the crayfish. Pull out the meat from the tail and claws. Be sure to devein if necessary and to discard the black intestines. Then grind the smaller shells in a mortar, but save the larger shell of the spines for stuffing later. Then melt butter in a saucepan and add the ground shells. Pour in a little of the broth and simmer. You can add chopped onions to this mixture, as well as herbs such as parsley. Do you know what we call parsley in Ukrainian? Petrushka. That always seemed like such a charming name to me. Anyway, simmer the shell and buttery broth for, according to Olha, a very long time. Then strain the mixture through a fine sieve and add to the reserved broth, discarding the shells. Stir, then thicken by mixing a tablespoon of flour into a half liter of cream and adding it to the broth. Stuff the reserved spine shells with the crayfish stuffing recipe that follows. Add the stuffed shells to the soup and any crayfish meat not used in the stuffing. Now, Olha's recipe for stuffed crayfish. Mince or finely chop the cooked crayfish. Add 1 tablespoon of butter, 2 egg yolks, a handful of minced green parsley, a pinch of dill, and a tablespoon of breadcrumbs. Whisk the 2 egg whites into stiff peaks and fold into the crayfish mixture. Season with salt. Stuff the reserved shells with the filling. Drop the stuffed shells into the hot crayfish soup, bring the soup to a boil, and serve. Cook rice in a separate pot. Olha says, and I quote, "This is the best soup, an absolute first-class dish. Makes me want to go down to the creek and hunt for crawfish." This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio asking you, did Olha mean for the rice to go in the soup or for it to be a side dish? Your guess is as good as mine.
Thank you, Natalka. Diakuyu. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. We'll be right back. That was the Taristuk Sisters from their most recent CD, Do Zustrici Milii, Until We Meet Again, and that was Zeleny High, The Green Grove. Up next is Oksana Senku, and this is from a CD recorded a few years ago, but still sounding pretty upbeat and contemporary. It is a song called Lubi, or Love.
Поклик ні прийде, знаю, час лікує рани, все, що прийшло мене. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Хто мені відкриє очі, твою музу назове, і нехай вона найкраща, я дочекаюсь тебе. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. О, люби, 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 я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів.
Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Se halia fotu
From Toronto, that was Dovira with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, one of my favorites, Nissa Halya Voda, Halya Carried the Water. Up next, also from Toronto, is the Canadian Banduras Chorus under the artistic directorship of Victor Michalo. And here they are now with another traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oy Jigune.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the trident symbol, as featured in the current Ukrainian coat of arms, is more than 1,000 years old? While signing a treaty with Byzantium, the ambassadors of the Kievan Prince Ihor in the 10th century used the trident in their seals. The trident or trizub was stamped on the gold and silver coins issued in the 10th and 11th centuries by Prince Volodymyr the Great. During the Kievan Rus period, the trident or trizub was also found on the bricks of various churches, castles and palaces, and on ceramics, weapons, rings, medallions, seals and manuscripts. Almost 200 variations of the trizub from medieval times have been discovered in Ukraine. In December 1917, the trident was adopted as a symbol of the Free Ukrainian People's Republic. Officially discredited in Ukraine under the Soviets, the trident nevertheless remained the symbol of the National Liberation Movement. The Verkhovna Rada, or Ukrainian Parliament, on February 1992 approved the trizub, or trident, as the small state coat of arms. It appears on the presidential standard of Ukraine.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalevi, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Отаким був закон, я був. welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Sergei Kaznady in Toronto. When it came to music listening in Soviet Ukraine, we always had choices. We could tune in on radio receivers to hear soundtracks of the two available TV channels, the state-controlled Moscow channel and the pro-Moscow Kiev channel. Or we would create a cultural environment of our own, underground. Of course, the latter choice was by far the most popular. Not that it was easy. In official stores, only government-sanctioned goods were available for purchase, so radio receivers came without 19 and 25 meter bands to block transmissions of Voice of America and the BBC channels. But where there is a will, there is always a way. There was the black market, occasional trips abroad, and of course we could always build our own radios. As well, there were old World War II trophy German radios around, or you could buy good Japanese tape recorders with built-in radios. As I said, we had choices. My hometown of Mykolaiv is a seaport, and for me it was a window to the world. The seamen always brought home plenty of vinyl discs from their trips abroad. So, for as long as I can remember, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Deep Purple, Slade, and other prominent names in Western pop culture have been part of my consciousness. The old Union Company Melodia in faraway Moscow, of course, tried to control our musical preferences. It was a useless exercise. The selection in the Moscow-controlled store numbered in the mere hundreds of discs, all naturally carrying the label Melodia. The black market, however, offered thousands upon thousands of discs from all over the world. The United States, the Great Britain, Japan, Taiwan, Malaysia, Spain, France, even socialist countries like Poland, Romania, and the former Yugoslavia. Our local black market had a name, Shod, which means gathering. Shod existed according to its own rules, independent of any authorities. It took place once a week, on Sundays, and it was a sacred dream for music collectors like me. But contraband is never cheap. The cost of just three foreign vinyl discs was equal to the monthly salary of an engineer. Therefore, we would copy the discs and share the music. We used ordinary tape recorders, as magnetic tapes were relatively inexpensive and easy to come by. Sometimes we wondered if we were being disloyal to our heritage by embracing foreign culture as we did. But Ukrainian culture was suppressed by Soviet authorities, with only fragments remaining. We knew of some Ukrainian singers and songwriters, but they were loyal to the Soviet regime. And of course, anything or anyone bearing Moscow's stamp of approval held no interest for us. In those days, I was vaguely aware that in western Ukraine, in places like Lviv and Ivano-Frankivsk, Ukrainian culture remained strong. But unfortunately, those cities were too far away to have any influence on us. Taras Shevchenko, Mikhailo Kotsubinsky, Ivan Franko, Ostap Vishnya, Volodymyr Ivasyuk, Sofia Rotaru, and others were, of course, known names to us, but they were only relics of Ukrainian culture, ancient history, throwbacks to the past, all meant to be forgotten. Now every day it becomes more clear just how much of our cultural heritage is lost to us forever, due both to Soviet oppressors and the purveyors of Western pop culture. At least young people today have more choices and better ones. I hope they choose wisely. I am Serhii Kaznady in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
And coming up next, some music that I am quite certain Sergei and Viktor and other of their Soviet fellow Soviet citizens had no idea even existed, nor how much some people really enjoy it here in Canada. And so up is a set of tunes of good old-time music that listeners often ask me to play here on Nash Holos. So coming up next is Jason Chornoboy from Steinbach, Manitoba, and the Cajun Two-Step. What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. And just a reminder that starting November 1st, Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio will be heard Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. And also, and from Steinbeck as well, that was the By Request Band, and Jason happens to be a member of that band as well. And that was a traditional folk dance called the Heel and Toe Polka. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Шкода таку голову навчати, у якій нічого не хочеться держати. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is useless to pour knowledge into a head that will not hold anything. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And to take us to the end of the show, we've got the Prairie Crocus from their CD Backup and Push and the Liberty Two-Step. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks so much for listening. And Dobranich!
1, 2, 3, 4!